Bridges and Ancient Houses in the Valley of Champoshire. Two listing points. The first is at the entrance of Voyer de Pombosé, in the car park going uphill from the main town, beneath the Champoshire Regional Road, going towards the crest. The second is at the Autre Lève, in the car park in front of the chapel. First point. In a steep, rocky valley like Champoshire, crossing from one riverbank to the other has never been a simple matter. That is why bridge builders in the 17th, 18th and 19th century had to anchor the bridge foundations to the rocky abysses, creating works of art that can still resist today's river floods. The route winds its way along the Rathes Chasm and allows you to cross seven of these bridges. They dip an arch like the back of a donkey and cross the Eis and the Manditz torrent. The most impressive is undoubtedly the three-span bridge of Jullet, which provides walking access from the Vuleux to the valley of Brind, where you can visit the Retempio sanctuary and many half-abandoned villages. In Croix and the villages of Crest, the houses have three or four floors and hug the mountainsides of each other, following the curves of the mountain. Numerous covered walkways and tall hay barns called solets, and enclosures with the sides made of vertical planks of columned walls, corners are all characteristic features. Here and there, some goats still occupy the sheds. Small two-story buildings called grents used to be used as drying rooms for chestnuts and are a reminder that the only reason for inhabiting this valley, up to a height of 1,000 metres, was the cultivation of chestnuts. In every hamlet, a great white cross is painted on the house, whose façade looks towards a parish church. The church dates back to the 17th century, but was rebuilt in around 1840, and dedicated to San Grato, the patron of the parish, and the whole diocese. After crossing the bridges, and perhaps reaching the hamlets of the crest, you climb back up the valley as far as the village of Autre Lève. Second point. Pombosé earned a living from chestnuts, and Champoshire certainly survived thanks to rye and bread. Growing cereal crops in Champoshire was no mean feat. The fields were supported by low stone walls that jutted out all over the place, and although intensive farming has been abandoned, the south-facing valley slopes still have this terracing. Each hamlet has its own chapel, its own bread oven, and a number of wooden buildings. On the façade of the chapel, in Autre Lève, you can see the delicate frescoes painted by Sogno in the 19th century. San Pantaleon with his dog licking his wounds, San Nicola and three children stand on the left of the Virgin. And on the right you can see San Grato, holding the head of St John the Baptist, and Sant'Antone, the protector of animals. The village has beautiful stone houses, like those in Pombosé, as well as other buildings, with larch wood beams in the corners, called racades. These buildings and granaries bear witness to the skill of the carpenter. These buildings and granaries bear witness to the skill of the Champoshire carpenters. Massevin and Martinier built these cereal outhouses in wood, which were used to thresh the rye and to store the bread and everything else that the family needed, from clothes to prayer books. In Chardonnay, there is an 18th century racade that is home to the Eco Museo della Canapa, Lou Desoux, Hemp Museum, which is laid out like an inhabited shed in Champoshire during the winter. The typical activity of the inhabitants was in fact hemp weaving. The raw material used to come throughout the Val d'Aosta and was used to make household linen, sheets, etc.